An unnamed Western energy utility recently became the first in the country to report a malicious cyber event. The utility says that event did affect the operations of the grid. With me to talk more about this is Blake Subcheck, a reporter for Energy Wire. Blake, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly happened here? What do we know?
Well, thanks for having me on the program. Basically, what we know is there was a denial of service cyber attack against some anonymous Western utility. Now, a denial of service can really come in two parts. It can either be a denial of control to the grid operations, or it can be a denial of view into what's actually going on in the grid. And this appears to be the latter case. So likely what happened is the grid operators temporarily lost visibility into what was happening, sort of like driving with blinders on. And in this case, there were no actual blackouts, so it was a pretty fast recovery on the part of the utility, it sounds like.
So this would have affected the utility and the people working at the stations more so than customers.
Exactly. What made it notable was it's really the first time that a U.S. utility, at least, has reported experiencing a disruptive cyber event. And in this case, again, it was that malicious denial of service, which we've never really seen before in a confirmed way against the U.S. grid.
Do we know anything about who might have been behind this?
No, we don't. It's really hard to say much about the hackers. Obviously, there are quite a few easy ways to obfuscate your activities online, and especially with the denial of service type attack, it's fairly simple. Now, in this case, there was a Cisco networking product involved, and the hackers would have had to know a little bit about that and how to exploit a particular vulnerability to crash that software. So we can say that perhaps they at least knew a little bit about what they were getting into. But beyond that, you know, whether they were in Russia or Romania or the U.S. even, we really can't say.
Why is it that we're only finding out about this now?
Right. So this happened on March 5th, and it took a little while for this information to get out publicly. Now, U.S. utilities need to report any successful cyber attacks on their systems to the Department of Energy within 1 hour of them occurring. But there's really no obligation for the Department of Energy to then relay that information to the general public, at least not right away. So again, in this case, there was no actual blackout, which might have led people to realize that something happened a little quicker. The way that I found out about this was via some monthly summaries of just general electric disturbances that get filed over at DOE. And those can record anything from, you know, physical attacks or copper theft to hurricanes and interruptions from, you know, storms or wildfires. So I noticed late last month that there was actually this cyber event, and that obviously made me look twice as somebody who covers this issue pretty closely. And it turned out that there was actually something behind that, and that this report was really a first of its kind thing.
Now, we've seen, as you reported, a utility in Ukraine was hacked, and that really did seem to affect operations. How closely do utilities in the States follow this kind of thing and try to, you know, harden their grid and make sure that they're insulated from this kind of attack?
Well, for large utilities like this one, I mean, spanning Utah, Wyoming, and Southern California, it really has to be like a transmission operator. The good news is there are actually mandatory and enforceable cybersecurity standards for those utilities to follow. So they're actually forced to pay attention to this, and if they don't, they can be fined up to $1 million per day through this organization, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. So there is quite a bit of attention on cyber and physical security issues. Now, when you do get to the smaller side of things, for instance, you know, a distribution utility running out power lines to your home, they may not be necessarily held to some of those same standards. So there are potential, you know, gaps or avenues for hackers to get into the U.S. grid through some of those smaller providers.
Well, is there a consensus generally as far as how the U.S. energy system and how our grid is, I guess, what the security level is? Like, how vulnerable might we be?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, actually made in his worldwide threat assessment earlier this year the claim that basically hackers from perhaps Russia and China could cause localized temporary disruptions in U.S. critical infrastructure. So that's kind of the closest we have to an official consensus. So, intelligence officials aren't necessarily worried about wide-scale blackouts or anything of that sort, but they do think that hackers could have the power to maybe switch off the lights for a few hours in a certain locality, which is still quite alarming in and of itself, if not necessarily devastating.
All right, that's Blake Subcheck, reporter for Energy Wire. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.